Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Before we start this week's episode, Weezy and I want to let y'all know we back on the road.
That's right. Heavy on the ass. We're taking you to class. Horrible Decisions. You know, Mandy likes to call it an educational show. I think it's softcore porn. But
it's not softcore porn, bro. Absolutely not.
But we're back on the road, and this year's theme is back to school. So you can wear whatever slutty outfits you want. It's October right now, so you bitches have time to go get a little slutty costume. I would really love that.
You want, it's going to be November and December.
It don't matter, bitch.
You want them to show up in costume?
Technically, we got doms and
costumes. You right. Well, let me go ahead and give you guys the dates so y'all can pull the fuck up. New York, we are starting off with you guys Thursday, November the 4th. We are going again to Sony Hall, so looking forward to see you guys. That is a Thursday, so if y'all need to go ahead and take off work on Friday, y'all go ahead and put that in. D.C., we are coming to you Friday, November the 19th. L.A., we are coming to you Friday, December the 3rd, and we are wrapping up 2021 in Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, December 17th.
I'm excited to go to Atlanta because I feel really bad that that's where like the tour ended.
But that was also the show. Y'all, let me tell y'all how it's a whole Panera Bread happening in the world. And Weezy was like, I mean, I know there's like a virus, but we can still do Atlanta, right?
I just realized you said Panera Bread.
I said there was the virus, but we could still do Toronto. I was like, it's another country. Who cares?
Bro, and then I was like, I literally told her, I was like, bro, I'm not getting stuck in Toronto. Yeah, like, they are not shutting down the borders everywhere.
Are they still
and
shut down?
And Weezy didn't give a fuck. This was in March.
No, niggas going to Toronto, right?
But Toronto was the place where everybody getting caught with the fake COVID shit coming back.
They must got a really good system.
They really got a good one. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I mean, but I'm excited. I mean, obviously, I'm excited to go everywhere. I'm even really excited for LA because, like, I've been, you know, spending half the year there. So it's kind of like I have so many new friends there and my boss can come and finally see, you know, what a whore he hired. That'll be great. Which, by the way, it's crazy because that was how we met. He wanted tickets to... Our initial, our live
show. I remember the LA show.
And he was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I can't get a ticket. And especially for, like, someone who's huge in Hollywood, that is shocking. And it did make us feel like, it made me feel, like, super lit. But anyway, we're excited to come everywhere. And by come everywhere, I mean on your face, on your tits, and all of that.
By the way, I know y'all are like, damn, only four cities. I just posted it. And they're like, where's Philly? Where's Chicago?
Girl, just drive here, please.
Yeah, but those shows will be coming potentially in 2022. So stay hip to that and keep tuning in. Anyways, I guess... you want to start up with a little ketchup or whatever?
Yeah, as you can see, I'm natural hair girl today.
Wow.
My braider also got sick, like the dog.
Oh.
No,
oh,
shit. She just couldn't make it. But I'm getting braided after Horrible. And I was like, what am I going to do? And she was like, girl, do you want me to give you a ponytail? And I was like, fuck it. It's giving biracial girl.
Jesus.
I'm dead.
What else is a ketchup for me? Damn, I don't know. I've been working a lot, dude. Like, I've been on a plane every 7 days, and it's kind of annoying. I was going to have this little rendezvous with this celebrity or whatever.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me just explain how it started.
This ain't the one that was kissing and making out with another girl in the last episode you shared?
Ouch. My God.
That was on Patreon.
Oh, my bad. Y'all, we giving all the tea on Patreon. If you are not a Patreon, y'all, Weezy shared this whole story about a celebrity, and it was really good. I ain't going to retell it because it's on Patreon, but go ahead and listen to that shit.
It's so funny because when he hit me the other day, I was like, nigga, like, are you serious? Like, do you remember what happened? Oh. Oh, shit. Anyway, sorry. My baby is sick right now. So I was like, do you remember what happened that day? And he was like, no, what happened? And I was like, bro, I said this to you like twice. And he was like, can I be real with you? He was like, I fucked that girl the night before. And when I showed up at the spot with you, he was like, I kind of felt bad. And he was like, and I was lit. And he was like, and she was on me. And he was like, and then maybe there was just this thing in my mind that said, Weezy will be all right. And I was like, nigga, that's so fucking trash.
I ain't gonna hold you. I went out, like when I used to go out with all the athletes, and I used to bring just like hella bitches around. Mm-hmm. They normally went for the one that was like a for sure. So maybe he felt like you weren't a for sure, even though you're a whore. Like,
no, I wasn't a for sure that night because I was.
But
like,
that's what I'm saying. So if you weren't a for sure, and he said he just fucked that girl the night before, he said I'm gonna get my dick wet tonight.
So. And then when he said that, I was like, that's really trifling. I was like, this is why I don't like fucking with hoe ass niggas. Wow. And he was like, oh, you like fucking with hoe ass niggas. He was like, you just don't want to fuck with a liar. He was like, and I ain't never going to lie to you. Mm. And I ain't going to lie. That shit kind of got me excited. Girl.
That turned you on?
A little bit. Because like I have fucked with a lot of lying ass niggas. Like, bro, I had a nigga. I'll talk about that story in a moment. But anyway, so whatever. We're flirting around and shit. And he was like, I was like, but you know, I want to work together. So I'm really trying to like. Keep this as professional pussy. And he's like, yeah, we're past the point. So
that nigga's like, no.
He's like, I'm gonna still come on the show. We're gonna do all that shit together. And then he has to film something. And we both kind of had the opportunity for the same, not role, but like thing. He was like, yo, we'll be on set together or whatever. Go fuck in the bathroom. It's gonna be fire. And he's like, or we just gotta get it out of our system one time. He was like, cause this shit we doing ain't gonna work. He's like, so where you want to come? Because this is where I'm at the next 3 dates.
Wow.
And I was like, first of all, nigga, I'm busy. And he's like, what you got going on? Girl, hold on. Let me tell you
what you got going on.
So wait, not me starting the countdown of the shit I'm doing, right? And this is what he started doing. This is why I kind of like him, because he's an asshole. I was like, I have this on Monday, this on Tuesday. He was like, oh, Weezy got so much job shit. Oh, she's getting me so fucking hard. So... I don't know. I might let him flee me out. And then he was like, I already know you got the funds. He was like, just come get it. So maybe I'll go or whatever.
Wait. He said what?
Because he was.
He said, you know, you got the funds. Come get it.
Because he was like, I already know you got the funds. Because I was like, I don't need you. I don't need this. I don't need that.
So you going to fly yourself out for something?
No, I think he was trying to say, like, I already know.
Would you though?
But would you though?
But would you though?
Fly myself out?
Yeah. For some dick. For some new dick. Because this is unknown dick. Uncharted territory.
I don't even think it's like the money thing. I think when he was saying that, it was because he was like, I'm going to take you here and there. And I was like, I don't need that. And he was like, I already know you got the funds.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not even a thought.
It's so weird because like I have the go to like talk to other guys or whatever right now. And I'm just like, I really don't want to. Mm-hmm. But I have a few options like of some prospects. But like I was talking to my homegirls. And it's like, it's so weird because now that I have like my own money, it's like, damn, I'm not asking for fucking $500 for rent or nothing anymore. So I have like this one guy really trying to talk to me and I know the nigga is breaded up. So I'm talking to my friends and I'm like,
not breaded like a chicken.
No, bitch. Like breaded the fuck up. So I'm like talking to my homegirls and I'm like, so this is a new territory because A, niggas, when they know you got money, really don't like just offer it because
I know.
So it's weird. So now I'm just like, well, I'm telling my friends, I said, well, at this point, I want a Cuban link or a car.
Mandy, let me say what's so funny about you saying that.
What?
I was like, why are you in the bed with your watch on? And he was like, oh, and he says something. And then he had like a new, like, something. It was the bracelet or chain. And he was like, you want me to get you one? And I was like, now I could do something. Now I could get on a plane.
Yes, see?
Because no. And now I'm starting to see. This is why all them Instagram bitches got the bust downs.
Because well, no, because
they've been getting money from these niggas for a long time.
And that's what I'm saying. Back like, then, I was like, else? Can you pay for my summer school class? Can you pay for my rent? Can you pay for this book? Bitch, I used to have to ask niggas to pay for my books. But now that I'm like, I got rent covered, I'm like, well, I want a car or a Cuban link. And now I'm telling my friends, like, but how do I ask for that? Because
that's a lot. Like, you got all that jewelry? Like, let me go in.
That's how I think I'm going to
ask. That's probably, yeah.
You bro, know what my mean? Homegirl just got right? a Ooh, diamond iced out necklace because she said she was out with a nigga and he was showing her his new shit. And she was like, don't come back out here unless I got one.
I know that's right.
I know, I love that shit. Next thing you know, bloop, at the door. That's that shit. Anyway, what I've learned from my mistakes in the past is I have given a lot of clues to these niggas. I'm not saying a fucking thing. Like, there's no way I can.
You have to.
I don't even follow the niggas. And not like I have an Instagram because the shit got hacked.
Oh, right.
Oh, damn.
Forgot about that.
Can I just say, I was really trying to think back into if I've ever sent a pussy pic off of the Not the, is it a story? Like when you send it and it disappears?
Yeah, like a story.
And I was like, have I ever sent a still?
You out here sending your pussy through Instagram?
Sending pussy reels?
Like I would send videos back and forth.
On Instagram?
On IG?
But you better get your ass a Snapchat.
I don't
or a Signal. Nah, Signal the new shit. I ain't gonna hold you. So Signal, the thing about that is, like all the drug dealers is on there too.
No, I know. That's how I buy mine.
Like there's no trace. It doesn't like Signal is like one of those apps that don't keep you.
What's the name?
Don't be saying your Telegram? Drug dealer name on here.
About. He used Telegram.
There you go.
Telegram, the other one.
I hate those notifications.
Telegram is,
and I'd be like, oh my god, it's just weird.
Oh, I ain't gonna hold you. When my nigga was on Signal, I hit him like, sir, why did you just download this app?
Oh.
Because I know it's a little sneaky link app too. And he told me it was
tells
for,
you.
It was
like
for
someone joined.
When did sneaky link become a term?
What do you mean?
I feel like this summer.
Sneaky link become a fucking thing. Like, when was it announced as this new thing we're gonna say?
Can you not sound like Crystal? Me and my homegirl on the phone, and she's 35 now. And she's like, there was this Instagram video, like this sneaky link. She was like, what is that? I said, oh, we're sounding real old now.
Yeah.
We're sounding real old. This sneaky link is like you linking up with a nigga.
I see
and
what
you
you're
sneaky.
Saying. Like, it's kind of like you could figure it out.
It's
but
a sneaky link.
Yeah, but she thought
you don't
it was like a
word?
Sneaky link as in like it was a link to a video that was like.
You don't like the word, though?
Girl, just get to the ketchup.
You don't like the word?
I heard it.
Do you not like using sneaky? What do you use then?
Apparently Instagram.
I don't
Well, not right now.
Well, actually, I think we caught up enough.
Want to tell us nothing?
I just sat there and talked about some things.
Nothing?
I ain't got nothing really going on. I'm ready for this fucking tour. That's about it. I am so drained.
You don't want to give us a, I'm not sure this week about my boyfriend.
Oh, no. Wow. Me and my boyfriend is good.
Oh, that's great.
I love that man. That man is just amazing. Wow. And that's like, that's why I really just don't want to come in here and be all like, my man. He's like my soulmate. Like he's perfect.
So
not soulmate.
Last for sure soulmate.
She was confused if you listened.
She was.
I mean, I be confused all the time because
but this week.
No, he's always my soulmate. But I'm not gonna lie, like this is just new for me to like have these feelings. And the fact that I do have like I was given a hall pass when I went to Mexico and he's fine if like he can't be there for me to like call someone else up. And I'm just like, damn, this is exactly what the fuck I wanted. And here I go. Trying to be motherfucking monogamous for no motherfucking reason.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, fuck.
And we don't like Monopoly.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess that's my problem too. And like, if I do have other men involved, I need to benefit with a car. Apparently, that's how my mind is working right now. And because I'm good emotionally,
wait,
physically,
benefit with
sexually.
A car.
Like, if I'm finna go fuck another nigga, he gotta give me more than dick. I'm sexually pleased right now.
You need a car.
I need
that
a car.
What you say.
I need a car.
Okay.
So right. If I'm going to fuck you, you got to give me a car. But yeah, that's kind of just where I'm at right now. But no, I'm happy. Like, I don't want to come in here and be like, he's up. But yeah, that's just kind of where it's at. You know what I mean?
Okay. You should look into, I really want to have my homegirl on here. I met her on this hoe trip I took years ago. And she's a numerologist. And then she, I think I told you, she looked up our numbers and what life path years we were on. She was like, oh, give me all your like challenges in life.
That's the bitch that said we would twin flames. Cause if so, I don't want that hoe on here.
No, I think that
she
was my psychic.
This whole liar.
This chick does like life path and angel numbers. But when I had first met Old Bay, she was giving me stuff about us, and she told me that, which is so true, that he was a challenging and sought after person, whether it be friendships or love, like. People are like trying to attach to him all the time, and that I will notice challenges in the beginning. And once or if he like decides to commit, it'll be for life. And I know that it's true because I be dogging Obey now.
Why you be dogging him?
Because he just be making me mad and I just be causing him out. And he just be like,
that's everybody though.
No, not like this. I feel bad. But he deserve it. Because he be doing little shit. And then he just be catching strays.
But Eddie, you be catching strays too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I be catching a lot of strays.
Oh, please.
I be like,
you are the stray.
I'm the stray these nuts, bitch. I be like, you know what? It's 8:30 in the morning. It's too early.
I don't get them that early.
Chat, anyway.
I've gotten them very rarely from you.
Strays?
Yeah.
Thank you. But I will tell you this. I was looking at that nigga in the face last night. And I was like, what the fuck you was doing when you was away and blah, blah, blah. And he went to go see his mom. He's like, you know, I was with my mom and my sister. I was like, really, at midnight? Because I know they go to sleep early. So who the fuck you was fucking down there? Oof. He was like, what did I do to deserve this? I just felt like fighting. And then he was like, so the dog is sick. And he was like, I could take the baby. I don't need you to take my baby.
You toxic. Not you just felt like fighting. Not you just felt like because, taking a fight.
Let me tell you something.
Bitches ain't shit. Weezy love a Nas reference and niggas ain't shit. And here she go, I just wanted to pick a fight.
Because at the end of the day, I forgave your ass for some shit I shouldn't have forgave your ass for. So whenever the fuck I feel like snapping on you, nigga, I will. Because I don't know when the fuck you lying.
That's not how that works at all.
That is not how that works at all.
Y'all really are brain ninjas, yo. Y'all know what to do to fuck us up.
Who's y'all?
I mean, come on.
I ain't like it.
And let me tell you what he did, because he's toxic too. The last time we got in a little argument where I was like, don't talk to me. It was when I went to Miami for work. And did I do it on purpose? Maybe.
Wow.
I was like, fuck this nigga. But then in the morning, mind you, he don't even say good morning or anything like that, which he normally usually does. This nigga just starts sending me apartments that he wants to buy in Mexico City because he says that he wants to help me get my first investment. So he just starts sending me apartments like, what do you think of this one? Fuck you. But I do like it. That's basically gonna be us for the rest of our lives.
I can't do that toxicity.
You can't win. Not when you a hoe.
I mean,
you finally admitted it. You a hoe or he a hoe?
Him, yeah, Mandy.
Both of y'all. All right. Well, let's get into the vanilla shit. The vanilla shit for this week has to do with sex toys. And I found this on Vice.com. And it pretty much goes into how all of like sex toys right now are like these pastel-y, beautiful, cutesy colors. Yeah. And I'm not sure. Have you been noticing that?
Yes. The rose particularly.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's the rose. There's ones that are like fucking pastel yellow. It looks like a fucking Easter basket every time I go to a fucking sex store.
Pastel yellow.
It is. It's like pastel yellow, pastel green.
Because
pastel
it's gender inclusive.
So that has a little bit to do with it. However, it says that a PR firm specializing in the adult industry says that they're seeing a huge shift when it comes to sex toys approaching them for marketing. And that previously, brands wanted to be as out there as possible, shouting from the rooftops that they're the biggest, brightest, and quite frankly, scariest toys around.
Okay.
However, brands have now realized they're restricting sales as they aren't inclusive and appeal to certain kinks and fetishes rather than your everyday consumer. So, for example, dildos might look more like everyday household objects these days, simply because female pleasure has become more normalized. Mm. Sex toys are being seen more as essential for well-being rather than a guilty pleasure. Quite often now, if you put the branding of your favorite makeup brand next to a new sex toys brand logo, there wouldn't be much of a difference. Rebranding as health and wellness products appeals to mainstream and places sex toys as an everyday household object as well. One of the other things that they made reference in this article as well, which was crazy, is that the colors of the sex toys and the rebranding of sex toy companies also is done for aesthetically pleasing Instagram pages. So okay. If you go to some of like...
That's kind of that actually makes more sense to me than anything else.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The thing about the gender neutral and like trying to make them inclusive for everybody and make them cuddling, like I feel like sometimes it could take the sexiness out of sex toys. And I mean, obviously as somebody that's part of the LGBTQIA+ community, I'm not trying to say I don't want to be inclusive to everybody, but like, I don't want to get fucked with this super cute dildo. Like,
I ain't gonna hold you.
I like hardcore.
I have King Noir's dick and another dildo that I like using in the bedroom. And bitch, it's brown and dark brown and looks like a veiny, good ass dick.
I want to be fucked by a dick.
I don't want to be fucked by a unicorn horn. I'm sorry.
Now,
I just don't.
Here's the other thing too. There was two things that happened during sex sells that I was just like, let me just be woke right now. I went to the pleasure chest and was talking to someone named Bahar, and they are gender nonconforming, and they were great. However, they kept correcting me when I would talk about like, so when men come in here or something, I would say, and she's like, yeah, when people with penises need toys, people with vaginas. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, bitch. And I don't mean bitch is like a gender I just mean bitch.
I mean, it's crazy.
Like, seriously, that shit was confusing. And Shan Booty does it too, right?
Yeah.
Not confusing, but like, it's something I have to learn how to do. And then another episode, I cloned Vinny's dick. And I talked to the company Clona Willy.
Yes.
And I was like, why do y'all keep doing like purple and like...
The one you gave me, which I can't wait for. I want to do it when I'm at a hotel room. I got a glow in the dark one. And I told man...
I was like, can y'all not get a brown dick?
I'm finna get a glow in the dark penis of my man.
And
I don't mind the glow in the dark one. I'll take a glow in the dark penis.
Fuse definitely didn't put that shit in there because I sure was like, so you have black people by yourself, like where the brown dicks at? And when I watched the final draft, I was like, okay, they put it in there.
Yeah, I mean,
the shit, that was the same episode.
I mean, personally for me, and I know we've been sent a lot of sex toys. I think every bit of those sex toys have been pink and purple. And I'm just like, I really do like flesh-colored sex.
At least the color black. If you want to make it neutral, give me a black.
I was going to say, how often do you guys come across just a, like a black one like that one?
I mean,
and so, when I say black, we don't mean like...
I know. You mean like black skin.
I mean, well, my womanizer is black, but...
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it'll get crusty when like the cum get on it.
I mean, it's my cum, but I wash it.
No, I'm saying like maybe they don't do that because...
I mean, my dark skin brown dick dildo that I have... I be washing it after every time. I just let it sit in the water and then put on my little
Have you ever used the dishwasher?
For my dildos, no.
That was because, a really good Broad City scene.
Yeah, well, my dishwasher gets hot.
Well, it melted like, on this.
Yeah, see? Oh. And I'm like, so actually you're not supposed to. And I know one of the other suggestions is boiling water. Mm. I just would just say get really good sex toy cleaner and just...
I will tell you this.
Sink.
When I was broke and I used to see the sex toy cleaner was $15.99, I'd be like,
"That's expensive. I ain't gonna hold you."
I'd be like, "Ah."
And it like comes out like foam. It comes out like pH
water and vaginal wash.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. It comes out like pH wash.
I mean, no, this is pretty. Oh, shout out to Zoe. I know Zoe wants to come on the show too. Zoe Ligion. I don't know how to say her last name. I fuck with Zoe. She cool. And she be doing some wild ass videos of like opening her booty hole and putting smiley faces in it. But how her Instagram...
How you put a smiley face
up
in your booty hole?
Scroll up. I'm not kidding.
She did not put a booty hole, a smiley face on her booty hole.
Well, she still got her Instagram. And when Zoe come on here, because we got to have
maybe
her.
She's not inciting violence.
Shop Spectrum. That's her shop.
Look at the fucking veiny ass dildo.
Click
with
on
eyes.
Her name. Zoe Ligion. Like, I don't know. Bro, we have to fucking put her picture up in this. I'm telling you. She got a picture naked, spreading her booty all open.
Now, you know YouTube is not going to let...
Why are you trying to get us banned?
It's Instagram, let it on.
But YouTube,
you know what?
Is different.
I'm going to be real, though. One day we will have Zoe on here, because she always talks about pegging, and she's like a queen for that shit, and she's been known for it.
Yeah.
When we have her on here, I'm going to be like, don't you think that you should have got deleted, and you seen some black girls get deleted first?
I let it.
Because, like, she definitely, like, was speaking out against that crazy wildflower shit and all of that, like... And I think that it's interesting, like, how far white sex workers can go. I'm sorry, not sex workers, but sex educators
sex
can go.
Sex educators on can there's go. A huge difference. There's a huge, huge difference.
That's why when people were, like, telling
Naomi
me, maybe you got deleted because of your horrible decisions clips.
That's so
And I was like, bro,
I be putting them same clips on
there's
now.
There's no way.
There's nothing crazy in those clips.
Well, I wanted to get into our next
Except
segment.
Except for the farting. That was crazy.
Which is Ho Facts. We haven't done whole facts in a while, and I love that there are two men in the room because, yes, I am now going to ask you guys your thoughts on this fact.
Wow.
So for the men listening, let me know if this is the case for you guys as well. Did you know that during sex, men thrust an average of 60 to 120 times? Clinical sexologist Sunny Rogers says that she's heard the same number. However, that's from entering the vagina to ejaculation. According to Gonzo Today, however, it's a little less. About 40 thrusts for the average man to ejaculate.
No way. No.
On the higher end of things,
I'm trying to think,
over on bodybuilding.com, 33% of men reported that it actually takes them 200 plus thrusts to finish.
Yes.
So we have 60 to 120. That's the average.
Maybe slow sex could be.
But I feel like if a 60. Man, like these are thrusts, right? That's what a thrust is.
Yeah, that's a thrust.
There's no way.
There you go.
Actually, bitch, do this.
I thought somebody was watching.
Do this like 10 times. Right. I'm tired, bitch. Y'all
Hold
really
on,
be thrusts.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
I could definitely give you a solid than 200 thrusts. Yeah.
Hold on.
You could thrust how many sex?
That was already 10.
How many? That's what I'm saying, bro.
Now I'm at.
And if that pussy is gripping.
Now I'm at 16.
If that pussy gripping that thing, you gonna come.
Way. No way.
Not 40 thrusts.
Now I'm at 30, bro.
Yeah, see, look.
There's no way.
Bro, and 40 hold on. Thrusts? Now slap the ass. Slap the ass.
I just
now.
Did a hit class yesterday.
I'm telling you, when you. So I was looking at this, and what, one thrust per second, you would say? Like, on average, one Mississippi, yeah. two.
Well,
no.
Like two. Yeah, that was like two.
God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, let's do the math. That means on average, or like not even on average, so most men are coming in 2 minutes. 2 minutes in, that's where it came.
That's what?
120 thrusts. If you do about two thrusts a second, 60 seconds.
No, but you're not doing it the whole time.
No, yeah. You're not just.
Okay, bitch, you might get 2 seconds where you got to switch positions.
I could give like a good 30
that's
seconds.
Why, this is where 2 Minute Man came from, bro.
Who I'm counted it? Where did they? How did they do this survey? Do you think somebody was in the room? You can do it at the sex club next time you go.
And just no, I ain't gonna hold you at the sex club when I be going. I do be watching, and I didn't realize how many different rhythmic thrusts men have.
Oh yeah,
like when I've been at the sex club,
you're watching it outside of,
and I've looked around. So even outside of my partner. We'll be looking, and sometimes there'll be people fucking right next to us across the room. Medina shared on the Patreon when we went, we saw a girl take 3 niggas in a gangbang. And so when you sit there, and mind you, I be on fucking shrooms, so I really be like into it. And I just be like, damn, none of them match the music, but everyone is just fucking at such different like rhythms. And it's just like one man might be going like this. The other man might be going like this. Then the other man might be going
circles,
like this.
Yep.
Like, it's
that's why
crazy.
Pegging, and I mean, pegging and wearing a strap on, it's like, it gets difficult for me because
it does.
Like, you know when niggas do the circle and they get super deep?
It does.
I don't know. And it's just like, the strap on's very heavy too. That was like my largest issue.
But that might be, so if
the strap itself.
Sex tip time, if you're wearing a strap on, it might actually be that your harness was just not tight enough. Because even if your dick is heavy, because like I've used my harness even with the King Noir dildo, that is the heaviest dildo that I've ever seen held, used in my life.
Like how many pounds are we talking here?
It's at least three pounds, bro. It's a 3-pound dick. I swear to God.
You could use it as like a curl.
A weapon. Oh.
Okay. I was trying to think.
Weezy went to work and got it. Chose violent.
No, but it is heavy as shit. I'll say that much.
But it has to do with also the sturdiness of your harness.
Did I give mine away?
What, your harness?
No.
You did at one of the live shows.
Because I was like, I know I ain't going to use
it. Oh, bitch, I use that now. I be training my pussy get ready.
I cannot believe you do shrooms now. What world are we in?
Well, and I do them in chocolates.
Oh, yeah, so those have been so popular.
Those are the fucking best.
Those are really popular, and I think it's because when you're looking at the actual mushroom itself, I think it's overwhelming.
It's scary. Course. But when it's in the chocolate bar, it says take 1 to 3 squares for microdose.
Right, there you go.
It gives you like dosages.
Speaking of shrooms, can I just tell y'all my doctor looked at me like I was fucking insane?
Why?
So my doctor has me on Lexapro, which is an antidepressant, right? You know, I'm a sad girl. And
that's why you ain't been wanting to fuck. Someone on Patreon actually said that.
Oh, is that one of those?
Well, it's hard for orgasm, but I've been okay this time.
When we did our town hall, there was also someone.
And shout out to Vinny, by the way. Vinny has a Patreon now. You can check him out. Hey. Patreon.com/nomadicfeels. I convinced him to get it because I was like, I'm tired of people saying, bring him on every week. I'm like, no. And I know everybody loves him. So he definitely is someone that should be giving more to the world. In that way, so check him out on there. But so yeah, we talk about it all the time. He's on one called Wellbutrin, and with the Lexapro, and I was on a Zoom consult, and the guy was like, "How's it working?" And I was like, "It's cool. Like I'm finally able to reach orgasm because we talked about lower doses." I was like, "But you know, maybe it's also just because the mushrooms be kicking in." And he was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." I was like, "Well, you know, I microdose the mushrooms and then I do the Lexapro," and he's just looking at me like.
What was his answer to that? Is that okay? Is that safe?
He just was looking at me. And I was like, what's the problem? And he's like, Gila, like, we have a confidentiality. I'm just going to pretend you didn't say that. I was like, no. Like, is it going to kill me?
They're not illegal, though, right?
It depends on the state.
Because I'd be traveling with them bitches.
In New York, it's not.
I felt like they was chocolate bars.
Girl, I'd be traveling with you every day. Okay.
But am I going to get in trouble? Eden, can you look that up?
You might, yeah.
I could get in trouble for the chocolate bar?
That's why people travel with the chocolate.
Yeah, it depends on the state. But like, because it's not like they're going to check
we have a mutual friend who was telling me recently that he only travels with the chocolates because he's scared of traveling with the regular ones. And I was like, nigga, please.
Oh.
Can I tell y'all? Traveling with weed now is so funny.
So much better.
It's so weird.
What do you mean?
So when I leave LA, you're allowed to travel with like an ounce or something. I don't know, but I just go to this store and get a packet. Mm-hmm. And I just be going through TSA just like my dog.
Oh, your carry-on?
My weed. Yeah.
Oh.
They just come here? Especially now.
I was about to say, because it's legal here. Let me tell you. So the Barclays Center now. So I guess because weed is legal now, when you go through the checkpoints, there is... first off, you have to show all your vax cards and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But once you go through the checkpoints, you know, when you have to put like your purse and shit through the metal detector, yes. The person there is saying, no lighters allowed. So they take it out the men's pocket. I went with two niggas. Both their lighters got taken away. They go through the purses. Now they're only looking for lighters. Bitch, we went through the goddamn, we looped around the Barclays Center. We saw this guy selling the beers. We said, you got lighters? He said, sure do, $5. The workers in Barclays Center are now selling lighters. So, bitch, we go to the fucking J. Cole concert. All you see is just smoke in the air. Niggas lighting up the whole fucking concert.
That's what
But the workers are literally now making extra money on the side by selling motherfucking lighters.
They getting them right out the box. You put your...
They said, here go your little blick. Your little bickety bit blick.
Dude,
blick.
I remember I got some Molly taken from me. It was me, Vinny, and maybe... Who the fuck were we with? Maybe it was Enoch. We were at EDC. It was an after party for a music festival. And this guy took my Molly and I was so upset because just to let you know, back then when I was like really a rave girl, I would get like the test kits to make sure we weren't going to die.
Damn.
And because you never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like.
Bitch, they just found fentanyl in Adderall.
I don't.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you see that?
But this back then it wasn't fentanyl that was you were worrying about. It was heroin.
Oof.
Being mixed in Molly. Heroin, and at this time, and this is like 2000, like maybe 13, around that time, heroin, I don't know what it looks like, but I know that it was being washed. They would wash the Molly with it, right? So like basically like coated or something like that. That's what I was told.
Crazy.
And it would show up in kids. So, and ketamine as well. And so I just wanted Molly. I was like, okay, cool. Like I'm trying to go up, not down. So would test the Molly out and like really left it, disperse it, put it in little baggies. I make it a fun thing. It was like sending your kids with school packs. So when he took my Molly, I looked at the security guard like, first of all, everybody's doing it. I don't even understand. I was so upset. Then I was crying and pleading with him. He was like, you want me to go to police? And I was like, no, but can you just give it back? Like, so then finally I walk into the place. Maybe it was the old Firestone or Venue 578. Somebody else came up to me and sold me my Molly bat.
Wow.
For $100. I was so upset, man.
Damn.
And I really don't like getting got like
your
that.
Ass.
But at the same time, I was already rolling from the day before and I had to keep it up.
He came up like, got it.
So did.
You want this?
Because I looked like I would do anything for it. And I would have.
I am weak. Well, let's get into our hors d'oeuvre, although we did just give you one about pegging and strap-ons. This one is for the ladies. With men's, I'm going to give you a little tip now on how to get his little dick hard without even going down to his crotch. So this one I really love, and I've been doing it most recently. It's giving your man a scalp massage.
All right.
All right? This is a great way
of
building intimacy with your partner, regardless
of
whether...
You can give your woman one, too.
Yes.
Or your people with penises or people with vaginas.
So it's a great way of building intimacy with your partner, regardless of whether it's during foreplay, in the middle of lovemaking, or just relaxing together on the couch. Keeping your hands loose without using your nails, however, this is what they said. I actually say if you're going to use your nails, especially if you got the acrylics on, just be gentle. It feels so good on their back on the scalp of their head. So it kind of feels like one of them little machines. Look it, see, not you.
I love that too.
Not
much.
You moaning, Eden. Look, I'm giving all a good tip, huh? Eden, give us another moan.
No.
Can I tell y'all something about this scalp massage that was really funny?
Wait. I was going to finish.
Oh, about how you can get got.
You could get got. Let me finish, and then Weezy going to tell you how you could get got.
Let me enjoy
Keeping
it,
your hands loose without using your fingernails or using them, massage the back of his neck and around his ears. That's my favorite part, and then play with the lobe. Then gradually work your way
don't
up
pull
to
the lobe.
Don't pull it, but just rub behind the lobe.
Why y'all pulling
lobe? Then gradually work your way up to the top of his head. Once you've got there, work your way back down, gently tracing over his head with your fingers.
Because you remember what old baby called him and he was pulling on my lobe. He loved doing it.
That's
so wait, what is your get got with the head massage?
I have a really rich friend. When I'm serious. I have a on his own plane, like rich.
Oh, he's rich.
And he called me one day. He was like, bruh. He was like, I think this bitch trying to get me. And I was like, why? And he's not a recognizable person. He's not a celebrity. He's like, black dude though. He's like, I was fucking out and I was at this party, but like, he was like, I was with so-and-so. So like, you know, celebrity niggas. And he was like, I don't know if the bitch could smell it on me or whatever, if someone told her. He's like, but I fucking been with her for like a week. And he was like, we're just like doing everything. I'm like, what does she do for a living? He's like, she's a lash technician. And he was like, so she ain't got nothing going on. And I'm just sitting here laid up with the bitch. He was like, you know how, why I think she really getting me? He was like, she giving me the scalp massages, bro.
But also shout out to the lash techs.
He said, no, because like she could leave her job. That's what I meant. Like she was with him for a week, like just left her job. He's like, she ain't got nothing going on. She just fucking left. She's been with me for a week. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're fucking going everywhere. He's like, I'm almost about to like take this bitch to the game, be courtside with her. She's about to fuck me up. And he's like, just like rubbing my head. She's doing the scalp shit. He's like, she's doing the nails in there. He was like, just listening to me talk about my fucking job. That bitch.
I'll fucking dare you.
And I was like, bro, it's so true though. Cause like whenever.
Eddie, you want to come over here so we can demonstrate the hand massage? You want to get a little hand massage? Sure. Eden.
Get it on the right angle, Eden. Damn.
Eden. So if you guys are tuned into our YouTube, I kind of want to show you. Now, Eden has hair. He's not bald. But what you would do, and your man can sit in between your legs like this, but pretty much you just go like this into little circles. And when, turn to the side, when it says go behind the ear, this is what I do when I go behind the ear. You just slide. You could do this while you're watching TV.
Not Mandy saying this while I do. Like, she's the first bitch to ever do it.
But maybe the ladies don't know. And you could just do that. And then literally just go like this.
Okay. Do you know what's crazy? My mother used to tell me that was how she woke my dad up.
I'm telling you.
And that bitch never had a job. Let me just tell
but
y'all.
But that's what I'm saying. You do a little head massage and a little dick suck in the morning, baby, he ain't going nowhere.
Did you say you wanted to bust out?
Dick suck. Not calling my mama a dick sucker.
Didn't she say you got it from her?
Not just talking about my mama being a mom.
It was genetic, bitch. Didn't she pass down her dick sucking skills to you?
Is that how that works?
I really don't think so, but
well, that girl, decisions, Lola Jean said that her squirting
is genetic.
Hereditary is what I'm going to say. From generation to generation. I mean,
let me ask you, Eddie.
Who taught you about sex? Your dad or your mom?
No one, honestly. Well, my dad gave me the mild talk.
What's mild?
Like, I have a penis and I will fuck with it.
Oh, shit.
Nothing about masturbating, anything.
No. All that I learned from like the internet and stuff.
Damn.
Honestly, even from y'all.
That's the house. They don't want to talk about it in the
from
house.
Us, yeah. Eden.
I was a listener first.
I love it.
See?
I love it. Well, let's go
Eden,
ahead.
Eden, how old are you again?
I'm 27.
Young as fuck.
What was the peak age where you felt like, now I know what I need to know? I mean, obviously, we're all still learning every single day.
Yes, we are.
But like enough to where like you knew you couldn't get pregnant from swallowing.
Oh, safety and stuff? Oh, no. Nah, that was like... like, a little bit before 18.
What about pleasing? At what age?
He's still
like,
learning.
Maybe, like, yeah, I'm still learning, but I would say, like, 24-ish.
I think
I'm
mine
like,
happened at 25.
I'm, like, I was, like, exploring, like...
Not that I didn't know, like, certain things or, like, you know, or not that I wasn't a giver, but, like, I think 25 is when I really understood.
I felt like pleasing someone else came early, 20, 21, especially because the bitch was out here hoeing and getting... great feedback. But I think it took me the longest time to learn how to ask and receive pleasure. So I think that, yeah, maybe that happened around 27, 28, actually, where I was like, I know when to go into sex, how to make sure I'm pleased in the bedroom. And I mean, to be fair, and I hate to give this nigga any credit, but I think a lot of it did have to do with my time fucking 24/7.
No, I don't think that you spent a long time fucking.
Yeah, the fact that we were fucking, like there was, although he pleased me, there were ways in which I knew every time I was going to go, I was going to be pleased because I knew exactly what I wanted and what I needed to do.
By the way, someone asked me randomly, not even someone I kick it with that much. I was out, ran into her, and the girl, oh my God, I forgot to tell you this. It wasn't even like I was trying to hide it from you. It just came to my head. I'm out. I'm at Keith Power's birthday party. This girl comes up to me. She's like, do you do horrible decisions? I was like, yeah. She's like, I know your co-host. I was like, oh, shit, how do you know Mandy? She's like, well, I don't know her. But did she used to fuck so-and-so? Oh. And I was like, I didn't know if she was currently, like, seeing him or anything. I was like, I'm not really sure. I was like, we don't really talk that much. She was like, girl, no, like, beef or nothing. But, like, I'm trying to figure out what that dick talking about.
I said,
can I also just say, when any of y'all do that, I'm just going to call you. I don't even know if you're a fan
really
or not.
Know
you a weirdo bitch.
What to tell you?
That's weirdo
shit. So when she came up to me, she wasn't even around the girls I was with. Just came up to me, said that. I laughed. I was like, I'm not really sure, girl, but wherever you heard it from, maybe it's also there. So then she got upset. She was like, oh, I just thought y'all ain't talk like that. If you thought we ain't talk like that, well, then why you ask me, girl?
That's some weirdo shit.
And you know what else is
walking up to another bitch asking about
what else is what other is really weird about that? If you thought I was fucking with someone, that makes sense.
Right.
But you want to play telephone on penis?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's crazy.
Weirdo.
But the other thing that's weird about that is I've never asked a girl, maybe I've asked someone that knew, like I've been on a date with somebody and I maybe saw a follower or been going on a date and saw followers in common. I'd be like, bitch, what you know about him? But I have never asked a girl, find out about what his dick is like from your homegirl. That shit was so fucking weird, bro.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, and the other thing that makes it more embarrassing, I don't remember, I wish I asked her name. Bitch, what if I could fucking spot you out? Do you know how embarrassing that would be if I fucking hit Mandy?
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Are you not embarrassing? And she was cute.
Well, I want to get into the horrible decision and stop talking about these weirdo bitches. But the horrible decision today, and Ed and I would love for you to join in on this as well. I want to get into what makes it bad. Now, we talk about a lot of times, it just wasn't good. I ain't like it.
What makes less safe?
What makes it bad? So I wanted to start off real vanilla with this. And now that, you know, I'm swiping on the dating apps, Weezy's out here going on awful dates. She shared with y'all that on a recent episode. I wanted to talk about what makes a first date bad.
Embarrassing.
Pretty much like what makes you not even want to consider a second date with a person.
Well, if you listened last week, maybe what would be a really bad first date is if you check like this.
The oils on the screen.
Or if you find out a nigga fucked me and run into him in a club and be like, hey, do you know that girl from Horrible Decisions? How's her pussy? That shit.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right, sorry. I'm just like really feeling it from the last
guy. You're projecting.
I think talking about past lovers on a date is really weird.
I was just going to say
really?
That.
Really? Yeah.
Like, we can't talk about exes. I don't care.
Who you used to fuck with.
Like, and then if you show too much interest about who my exes are, that's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot.
And as women, like, we normally already, like, stalked and know who you're fucking with. Like, I check tag photos. Mm-hmm. So I probably already know. So if I'm asking you a question, I know the answer. But I do think it's strange to bring it up on a first date.
I agree. My other thing with just a bad first date, clearly I'm a fucking talker. So I don't like someone that can't hold a conversation.
Yes.
If we're on a first date and from jump, I already see it's hard. Bitch, if we just met, we have everything to talk about.
Right.
Because we don't know shit about each other. Right. So if we're on a first date and I feel like you're finding it really hard to engage with me, 9 times out of 10, we will not be going on a second date.
But maybe they're nervous. Some people clam up when they're nervous. Actually, I've had dates where that person was either intimidated. Like, I went out with a girl within the last few years who I feel like was waiting for me to talk a lot. And, like, she made a few comments like, girl, I know you, like, I ain't got nothing going on. I hate when people do that.
I hate when they do that, too. I hate assumptions on dates. I'll tell you now, if a man be like, man, I know you talking to mad niggas. Like, how many dates you went on this week? If you show insecurity on the first date, this just ain't going to work out. Like, that's another
alarm. I did have that guy, and I talked about it in our town hall. Sorry, I was making sure our next guest got here. I was talking about it in our town hall where I went out with this really hot guy that I met in L.A. And he basically made comments that weren't asking me about other men, but he did say, and I was like, is this cute or weird? Like, we kissed, and he was like, nah, that was good. Like, I need you to cut these niggas off because I'm trying to be in the top spot. Where am I about to be at? After this, he's like, because I know you fucking with a nigga. So where am I at? Am I 2, 3? Where am I at? And I was like,
right.
He was hot. That's why it didn't really matter. But I'm like, if he wasn't that, like, fire, would I have liked that? Because to me, if a girl did that to a guy, okay, that was a really good kiss. Can you tell me where I'm at right now?
Yeah.
I don't want
to be ranked. Across the board, and I don't want a man to feel like he has to be ranked or compete. Like, it ain't Hunger Games, my nigga. Like,
yeah, because then what if I hurt
you know what I mean?
Feeling?
Like, I don't want you to feel like you got to compete against the other niggas in my phone. Like, I need you to just show up as who you show up as. All right. Well, I think we gave y'all a lot there. The next one. Shout out to Sharonis on this one.
Hey.
Oral sex.
Oh. Boy.
What to both of you makes oral sex bad?
Shout out to the queen, Meg Thee Stallion. Stop licking my pussy hard. That shit aggravating.
Do not suck on my balls like it's a fucking... I don't like that.
Oh, really?
I'm not a fan of that.
Why is that? It just doesn't feel
good?
It's
just... Well, I've had it done before where it just fucking hurt. And I'd be like... And then what do I do? What do I say? Don't suck too hard?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's what you say, Eden.
Whoops.
You let her know the... I don't...
I've definitely let go of ow before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what? I actually think that women need to take cues to that. I think a lot of women listen to ow from men often.
I've closed my legs when things get uncomfortable. Like,
that's fair.
That is fair.
Because sometimes I can't... And it's not even like I would keep from telling someone I'm not enjoying a feeling. It's more like, it's not coming to my head to say. So, like, I jump a lot when someone starts licking me too hard. I don't like that shit.
Like, if you got a whole, like, testicle in your mouth and you're sucking... crazy, that hurts.
I agree for me.
It's crazy because I think men like that sound though.
Like, what
the sound is okay if you're not like literally sucking my pulling it in. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
and no, I've definitely had that happen before.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They loud as fuck over there.
Charlamagne and Andrew are God in the next.
I really can't pick them up, so
okay.
Oh great,
thank God.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now, because
my God,
are them niggas debating about like the next election? What the fuck is going on?
No, they're talking a lot of shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. All right, so oral sex done with that. The next one, threesomes.
Okay,
now we talk about threesomes often. I have been blessed by God. God really favors me. But I have had tremendous threesomes lately, but I want to know what can make a threesome go bad. And Eden, have you ever even been in a threesome?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, you have?
Yeah.
How recent was this?
Oh, no, this was in college. Yeah.
What the fuck? We've been working with you how many years
Wait,
now?
You done had a threesome? Yeah. Was it a good, successful threesome?
It was all right. It wasn't anything like crazy.
Okay, so what made
Dave? Take over the board because I don't want to work with him no more. This is nasty.
A lot of men assume threesomes are going to be just absolutely wonderful, life changing experience.
I wasn't the main focus, nor did I expect to be the main focus at all.
Ah,
you know, and it was kind of like set up like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the.
So you would watch?
Okay.
No, I was definitely active in the whole thing. But it was just more like...
Did you run out of dick? Like, did you get tired?
It was more like... I guess a guy's ideal threesome, at least like for me, was like being pleased by two women. But it was more like we kind of all took turns. I was like, all right, cool. Like,
okay.
That's fun.
Okay. What about you? You've had a... I mean, I know the one girl's tooth broke or whatever, but...
That was fun. I had her and her new boyfriend on Patreon about that, actually.
Have you had any just awfully god threesomes? And if so, what made
awfully
so
god? God awful.
God awful, bitch. Like, bad bitch. I'm gonna fuck up easy words, goddamn. God awful threesomes.
This is back when we were hanging in Orlando.
Okay.
So when I fucked, what's that doorman's name? You remember him?
I remember the doorman.
So I fucked Nick. And this girl that he used to fuck. And she threw up before the threesome. Do you remember that story?
She threw up before the threesome? Was she drunk?
Yeah, but we left Blue Martini. And like, and she was really, really cute. And she was like super into like me. And we get back to his place. And so we driving from that area to downtown Orlando. We get upstairs. We have another shot. She throws up. And him and I are fucking laughing because we're in the kitchen like, nigga, what are we going to do? Do we help the bitch? What's going on? So I think he offered her some mouthwash, which, by the way, if you have no mouthwash ever and you really need to get like anything out of your mouth, this is called a hooker's toothbrush.
Here we go.
Wait, what's a hooker's toothbrush?
Can't wait for this.
Alcohol.
Wait, rubbing alcohol?
No,
or liquor?
Like liquor. Like, let's just say
vodka,
tequila. I think anything, gin works too. Anything that's clear colored.
I was about to say,
but you basically swish it around your mouth and it could like dilute or some shit.
That's a hooker's toothbrush?
The hooker's toothbrush. It's if you don't have anything around.
Alcohol can be used. What is it killing?
Are you Googling right now? Because I just heard you typing.
No, yeah. I was going to say bacteria.
Can I look? Let me see.
Wait. Vodka does, like in the movies, you know, when there's like wounds and shit, and they like pour the liquor on like something bleeding.
A hooker's toothbrush, according to Urban Dictionary, is gargling or drinking peppermint schnapps when there is no actual toothbrush available, usually because a person has spent the evening one or more strangers' beds.
Schnapps.
Okay, whatever. Peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint schnapps.
I learned this from Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
Mm. But also, at what love club... I done bartended for about 7 years. We ain't never had no peppermint schnapps.
I'm sure there's some.
No.
I mean, if you're at a cocktail bar,
girl,
but
so
at a club.
Or you could do
Fireball. You could do Fireball.
That cinnamon.
We are
like red.
Black, Eden. So if, Fireball, if this is our demographic, all you got to do is get some Casamigos Blanco.
No.
You are terrific. Actually, no. Fireball. That shit does taste like Big Red.
There you go.
Actually, it does.
It does, bitch.
Be like, damn, you taste so
cinnamon.
Fresh.
Mm. All right, last one.
What is that? That's the brand Zeno I had.
Last one, I want to talk about relationships. When do you know, and there could be multiple reasons, when do you know it's time to give up on a relationship because it is going bad? And for this one, I actually want to do something where it's early on. So not after you spent years and have a lot of fucking memories, trauma, issues built up. Say you're in the puppy love stage of 6 months.
If you both aren't agreeing with children, I think is a big one.
Ah, okay.
Who did I have this conversation with? Oh. When I was filming, we talked about that. Like, when is a good time to leave a partner? And one of the things that we talked about was like a life goal, life commitment, especially early on. Why waste time? Now, granted, sure, somebody could change their mind down the road, but why would you go on a date if the basis of what you really want out of life isn't the same? For example, if you want to settle down in Connecticut, Mandy, with a white picket fence and
I thought you was going to say white man. I was about to be like, girl, no.
A white picket fence and you want to live that life.
Right.
And your boyfriend is like, I want to be a fucking traveler.
Yeah.
Like, that's a core thing that we're not meshing on. Mm. I think kids is a big one. Actually, it's like a total no for me when dudes say, or if they have children and they're done, I'm like, oh, this ain't going to work for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's something I really want. I think the other thing that I didn't pay attention to when I was dating hospital dick, I was out of the gate almost sure he wasn't into threesomes with other women. And I would like kind of like edge it on and like share pictures of girls and share porn. And towards the end of dating him, he told me he felt like I wasn't asking consent for sending him porn. Like, he made it a whole thing.
I think I remember you sharing.
And I was kind of just like, okay, like, and... He was just super sensitive, but like, my nigga, I send you videos of my pussy. What's the difference?
Sorry. Like, that was a drop.
It's my pussy. Oh, it's another pussy. Like, so you like nasty shit? Like, I don't know. But if I would have realized from the beginning that like that wasn't something I could have with him, I wouldn't have done it because he clearly had issues with intimacy. I texted them to shut the fuck up. They did better.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that you even brought that up, because outside of just, I guess, life goals, like you said, with what you want to do in life, I think that is one thing. When you start to date someone, yes, someone can grow into liking the things that you like intimately, but like, if you know kind of your boundaries, I would say boundaries in sex. Right. And if this person has said, hey, I'm not interested in that, that's not what I want, and you know that's really something you want, then you may need to know upfront, damn, as much as I really like this person may not be for me. Or you may need to go ahead and also suggest a different type of relationship.
You used to say this a lot, and it's funny because Old Bay is the only person that this didn't happen with. You used to say this when it came to like listen to a man the first time when he says he don't want a girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And I agree. If someone is telling you on a first date they're not looking for anything serious and you know you want a fucking boyfriend, you should run for the hills.
100%.
Unfortunately, my dumb ass was just like, he gonna change his mind, and he did. But I was fucking another nigga.
Here we go.
I just realized how bad it sounded. My eggs weren't all in one basket. Even though I liked Old Bay more, I was like, you know what? whatever. I am super into him and have this really strong connection, but let me just like keep dating other people so that I'm not like warped into him.
Right.
And honestly, I think that's what worked. And I'm not telling you to play that game because what could work for you may what could work for me may not work for you. Plus he's old, right. So he didn't really have a choice. He was like,
"Bro, don't do that." Now you old shaming.
But even in a situation like that, right?
He's just like,
I've definitely told girls like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not like, but then though I'll feel the energy of like, you're really trying to make me your boyfriend. It's like, how do you stop that? How do you?
That's where I think a lot of men, and this has happened to me before when I've started something, maybe it's just fuck friends. And then later went into, oh, I really like this person. Now I maybe want to make them like have a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. I've had men, once I've expressed that and they've let me know and I still kept expressing, it just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, that's and what I think, I've done before.
And that's kind of like when you know y'all aren't on the same page, unfortunately, that's when one of y'all do have to make the decision to walk away. Because then you're leading each other on at that point.
Yeah. So I think that, this could be a hot take, but I really believe this. I don't care what you say. I don't give a shit if you're telling me that you don't want a relationship and you use that as your accountability when shit goes left. Men are acting like boyfriends and using the I don't want a relationship as the way to get themselves out of something. Don't tell me you don't want a girlfriend and you're fucking laying up with me and meeting my friends and coming over and cooking and laying up with me. You're doing boyfriend shit. Right. So don't just tell me you don't want a boyfriend and using that. Well, I told you so.
But maybe you're just being nice.
No, right. That's not nice,
is
bro.
Is that not possible? Well, okay, the meeting friends, I understand. But what if he's, like, treating you? What if, like, he stays after y'all fuck? Can he not do that?
When you're, you know what I mean by boyfriend shit.
Yeah, yeah.
People are, like, integrating lives and basically saying, well, you knew I didn't want a girlfriend. And I think that's super unfair.
Yeah.
Like, and most men know when someone's hurt or is like looking for something and they will take advantage of that. And I think more of that accountability needs to be on men instead of women being stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because women do have this kind of like natural like mate for life vibe. You know what I'm saying? So don't use me because I'm a cook for you, do this, offer you this and that. And you take from me, but be like, well, I told you I want a girlfriend. Well, nigga, stop acting like my motherfucking boyfriend then.
So let's say the cooking. Like, let's say something like that.
You already know how I was with that cooking, right. Bitch. So a bitch like, wasn't going to cook for none of these niggas if you want my boyfriend.
Do you but just say no?
But a lot of women think they do have to show up that way.
Do I go, oh, like, you know, I feel like that's kind of we're going past the boundary. So maybe that's not a good idea.
Damn, now when you what say if you're that offering? Sounds stupid.
No. I think that when a girl is like offering to make you meals for you to come over for a meal, and like that is stuff to me that's super intimate and should be shared between relationships. So be like, nah, but like hit me after you're done.
Everyone's different though, you know?
Like you have to dodge that. And also, like men know when women are getting too into them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I had a conversation recently with Obe where one of his casual partners, he was told me that he had cut her off because he could tell she wanted something more. And he's like, I felt like I was super clear. Like, I got a bitch. Like, just because she be in L.A. don't mean, you know. And I feel bad because I was like, damn, nigga. I'd be like, hey, boo. But when he told me that, I asked him, like, well, what was she doing? And he was like, I could just tell. It was just like, she'd tell me, oh, I'm here. Come link or whatever. She, like, kept wanting to see me out instead of kept trying to just fuck. Right. And he's like, to me, when you're, like, trying to link and do other shit with me,
right,
other than just have sex, like that's something he's like, then you know if people start to recognize that like you're fucking with me, he's like, that to me is too much. And I agree with that, and I actually really respect him for cutting that girl off.
Yeah,
because it's true. If I see a nigga with the same bitch and he'd be like, she ain't my girl, but you fucking with the bitch. So stop playing with me. Because honestly, bro, why annoying too.
Bro, are you projecting again? Why did you just get up? Did y'all get scared too? Because this bitch just got angry.
My legs twitched like, a little bit.
And also, like, this energy is not
who are you
Obe.
Talking to?
This is for my homegirls that have been through a lot of pain with dudes that lie to them. And again, like, you got to stop fronting. Because the reason that men are like lying, in my opinion, is either because one, they're too pussy, or two, they're lying because they want to salvage and keep whatever they're getting from you. So they feel like if they're honest, you may pull back. But instead of being a real nigga, y'all just be lying. And all my homegirls be going through this shit. And these niggas ain't shit.
And neither are the women. All right.
Hey,
well, before we get out of here, let's get into our home mail. If you want to send home mail into Horrible Decisions, make sure you hit up horribledecisions@gmail.com. So this one is actually titled Prison Bay and Phone Sex Tips. Hello, ladies. I'm a new follower of the pod and have completely fallen in love with you both as personalities and with the content of the show. Currently binge watching on your YouTube channel nonstop. Y'all make sure y'all check out that YouTube. I have been going strong with my man for over a year, but he is currently locked up in another state. We have potentially a few years to go until he comes home, but for now have gotten in a comfortable phone sex routine. We are both pretty freaky, open-minded, and down to try new things. But with the distance and the time constraints on all of our phone calls, it sometimes feels like we can't do much to switch it up from our typical hot and heavy calls. Sorry. I'm a sassy pansexual sub while he is a straight dom. I can occasionally be more dom in telling what I would do to him if he were here, but we usually find ourselves in the role of him giving instructions, me listening to said instructions or not, or him telling me how he would touch me, tease me, want to fuck me while I pleasure myself any way I want. We've done the you've been a bad girl, don't come until I tell you. Anal beads, dildos, vibrators, sexy photos, steamy letters, you name it. We've probably tried it or at least talked about it. So here's my question. Knowing we can't connect in person right now and can only try so many new things purely over the phone, what are some tips or things we can try to keep it spicy? Sincerely, loyal to the freaky soil.
I will say this. I have no idea what the jail laws are.
Ah.
Aren't they taking like pictures away? I've been watching Jailbirds on Netflix. Y'all watch that?
No.
Oh my God. It is so ghetto. You got to watch it. First of all, the first season. Okay. So basically they be talking through the toilet. Have you seen
this? Wait, I have seen season one. Is there a season two?
Bitch, they got it in New Orleans
where
now.
Where the one guy had like the girl, like girlfriends the jail.
But let me tell you what's the best
good.
Part of
it's it. It's good. I have seen it.
The white girls in there be like, you know, me and Dala, like, we just like... Dude, it's so bad.
Yeah.
And like the dudes be getting like chips and shit sent through the toilet line. But anyway,
I don't really know what's allowed.
Because ever since I've watched Jailbirds, I just feel like you can do nothing in jail. There was girls making dildos out of shit.
It's crazy.
It was the whole thing. So I don't really know tips or whatever. Like, I do think you got to ask what's allowed. Like, because if it's me, like when I was dating...
Because they record your phone calls in jail, right?
Yeah. When I was dating a dude in Europe, like when he was back and forth, Lover Bay, like I was sending my panties. Like, I was nasty. But I'm assuming you can't do that in jail.
I don't know.
Sending panties is probably like sending like coke.
I would say one of the things...
They're going to put you under for some days.
One of the things that could be really fun is turning things into sexual innuendos. So maybe instead of talking about sucking his dick, talk about how hard you want to slurp the coke that you're drinking. Like, literally, like, I don't know, but like, seriously, make things into, like, make it fun. Like, act like you're reading a story, but like, literally everything you're talking about, it means something sexy. Like,
are they allowed romance novels in jail?
Yeah, like you could
can
say,
they get Zane?
Like, you could say, I'm thawing
Girl, just
the
do
meat
some
right
copyright
now.
Infringement.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to thaw the meat. You want to take the meat out the fridge and the meat is real hard because it's frozen. Books. Like, just talk really about things in the most sexual manner as
got my
as,
mail today.
As hell. Huh. No, I would say that I really love just turning everything into being freaky. Like, oh my God, I was eating a hot dog today and I almost choked on it. You know how I choke on things?
Okay.
Like, you know, you can just make it that way. I don't know. Okay, maybe that's corny.
Call
whatever.
I'm like Bay.
You know what I mean? I would also say another sexy thing to do, and this, because you said you're pan, I wonder if he's aware of that. I would say something else that would be interesting is maybe get permission or a hall pass to go on a date or to play with someone else and come back and really tell him the story.
Carisha, please.
What?
You're telling me he's in fucking jail. And
I'd be sick.
A lot of people.
I'd be fucking
out,
sick.
It don't matter. Do you know how many times I've had niggas like want me to send them videos of me fucking other niggas?
Yeah, because they can go out and explore in the world. You're telling me if I'm locked in four walls, you got to tell me I've been sucking a bunch of cock?
Why not?
No, bro.
I
mean,
I can see a world where someone's into it. But
some people are into that shit, bro. We had this podcast called Horrible Decisions bitches out here with multiple niggas, multiple bitches. Okay. And you sitting here telling me I can't talk to my jailbird ass nigga and tell him I suck some dick.
Bro, just tell me, what's the name given? Is it given they're one of us or we're not sure?
Yeah, the last name is given, yes, it's us.
Okay, so chances are his black ass is going to be like, bitch, get the fuck.
Bro, all I deal with is black men and they into all this shit. So what you talking about? Bro, I had Felon Bay. What you talking about?
Do you think Felon Bay would have been okay with you talking about
how Felon Bay knew 24, knew who I was fucking at the time. Yeah, I was fucking him.
He could go get some other pussy if you're locked in
him. No, remember he went to jail the night I cooked a meatloaf and he never showed up.
Damn, you cooked
He went back into jail. Wait, let's while go back we to was fucking. Thing.
You cooked a meatloaf?
Nigga, this was the first time a bitch cooked for a nigga, and that's probably why I got PTSD and didn't want to cook for no nigga no more. Because I cooked for that nigga, he ended up going to jail. Oh. And I'm like, nigga, and I made you sides. I made a whole lot of shit. I even brought you the Kool-Aid you wanted.
What was the sides?
I made cornbread, and I made my little special cornbread with the cream corn can, and I put that thing in there with a little Jiffy. It was cute.
Jiffy.
What did he go to jail for?
Damn. Because he violated probation.
Motherfucker. Can I tell y'all, do you remember when I was fucking the restaurant guy? This is the difference when you start fucking white guys. And they called me talking about, they wanted to talk to me about his money laundering. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not used to this. I'm used to Pookie just like selling some dope and getting right out. Like, right. I'm confused. This is like a crime. This is a crime.
But that's the thing. That's the thing.
They
but,
told me they were going to take our fucking phone calls. And I was like, y'all can't do that.
First off, like, but that's the thing too. Yo, the restaurant guy that was money laundering would have ended up on American Greed.
Right.
My nigga was just selling guns. It's so boring. But in New York.
Okay, oh, well, what okay. is death?
Wait, what's death?
Money laundering?
Selling guns?
Oh. Are you kidding me?
He's killing.
He was just selling the guns. He wasn't using them.
I mean,
no.
Which is worse? Danny, if you had to go to jail with a chance of getting out.
Yes.
Would you rather have been in, do you think it would be money laundering or?
Do you know how many people when the stock market crash committed suicide because niggas was stealing their money? Because
they was buying his guns.
So they was, no, they wasn't buying guns. With not, what I'm saying is money laundering still leads to death too. Niggas, you saw Squid Games, bitch. Niggas dying.
Okay,
niggas dying when they in debt.
So I don't know. I would just take some Zane shit or some, go to X Confessions by Erica Lust. Not saying like steal her stuff. I'm just saying steal it for someone in jail. I feel like it won't
just be. Just read it. You're not stealing it. You're just reading it.
Yeah. And just like write out a really nasty story.
Yeah. I will say that too. Anyway.
But if you really can't come up with it for real, just take the shit. Yeah. Or listen to damn, never mind. They ain't pay it. Bleep that out.
Yeah.
Listen to a sexy podcast. No, fuck that. They didn't fucking get another ad. Fuck them. Bleep that shit out.
Oh, sorry.
Listen to a sexy pod. That's it.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But before we go out, I want to let you guys know again, tickets are on sale. Weezy and I are taking you back to school, pussy assholes. And we're excited to really see you guys live again. Damn, it's been like a year and a half.
No, I didn't even like finish college, but you could definitely
you got to school a sucking dick, bitch.
Right. So you can pass. You go. Do you know what's crazy about this? My mom at our first live show gave Mandy and I diplomas.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
Did she?
No, she gave us little certificates that she was proud of us. You don't remember this?
I don't.
They were like graduating from host school. I hope I could find it. But my mom,
not as graduating from
host
school.
My mom was so proud of us. She went to Kinko's and got these little certificates. And I was like, we should get those.
Not whole university. Anyways, guys, again, let me ring down those dates. Make sure you bring that motherfucking ass. However, you do have to be, you don't have to be waxed, but you do have to be vaxxed to come to our shows. So go ahead, do what you got to do. Get the little shot. Do
oh
what you got to do.
God, man.
What, bitch? No. Anyway, we're starting off right here in New York City on Thursday, November 4th, followed by D.C., November the 19th. That is a Friday, followed by L.A. Friday, December 3rd. And we are wrapping up 2021 in Atlanta on December 17th. That, too, is a Friday. So make sure you check us out. Go to whorehive.com. You can also get our merch there. Mm-hmm. If you haven't gotten our merch, we will also be selling our merch at our live shows. So looking forward to seeing you guys and all that good
stuff.
So
if you guys live in Texas, because I know a lot of y'all are probably pissed that we're not coming, or you live in Florida, just come to the Georgia show. If you live in Philly or you're in Boston.
Come to the New York show.
Come to New York.
Or D.C.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, that's in the middle.
Like New York obviously is home. So like that'll be our show. We're like in our first one. Like, so we'll be super excited for that. But D.C., it's such a beautiful
D.C.
theater.
Is one of my favorite like, cities. Shout out to the whole DMV. Going to D.C. over the last few years, that was, I think, the first city to. Them in Chicago were the first that we did back-to-back shows. And I just really love DC. I just love DC.
DC just shows us a lot of
love. I love DC.
The DC is also how I think I got, even though I didn't test positive for COVID, for sure, that was it.
When?
When I did that meet and greet for like, I came to DC to do a Sex Sells premiere and like, I was like, okay, no hugging. And
then you were hugging and kissing everybody with your whole ass.
No. And this one girl came up to me right in my mouth. She's like, I'm not going to kiss you because I know it's COVID. I'm like, no, bitch, because I don't want to. Like, they were wild. But hopefully we do an after party or something like that in one of these places with masks on. Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, we are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. If you haven't yet, again, Weezy shares a ton of stories about going on dates and being crazy. And I share as well my first experience fucking my boyfriend with my homegirl. So if you go to our Patreon, that is patreon.com/horrible decisions. We're leaving you with a 5-minute bonus clip. All of this information is in the description of this episode. This has been yet another episode of Corey Blades.
Y'all know that bitch stay fucking shit up. It was her fault. But we back.
We can't deny or confirm that. But what I can tell you is no, I would not have a threesome pregnant only because I just don't want any energy, like additional energy. I wouldn't be, I'd want to be monogamous.
So you think your baby would take the energy of the third person?
Like, I just don't want, I just need to keep myself healthy. Like, I don't want to put myself at risk to other partners and keep my baby
safe.
But a
woman, you be eating pussy. That ain't got nothing to do with your pussy or your root canal or whatever is down there in the baby part.
Okay.
It is. It's the canal for your baby in the ovaries.
Is it the
shit.
Root canal, Mandy?
It's a root that the baby go through. That's a root. Yep.
So, our home mail this week. Molly relationship invite, but married to someone else. This is long, but hopefully it's good. Hey, oh, by the way, there was a white girl that came up to me at Melrose Trading Post, and she like comes up to me and she goes, oh my God, Weezy, I love you guys so much. She's like, I sent in a home mail. I'm one of your 27, but you, and I was like, oh, did we give you good advice? She was like, well, you and Mandy didn't really, you read it, but you didn't really give me advice, but it's okay. It's totally fine.
Wait, we don't be giving advice when we read home mail?
We probably just be talking shit.
Oh.
Because she really, I was like, well, what advice did he give? What home mail were you? She's like, you didn't really get to it. I felt bad. She was 22 years old.
Oh, she really needed advice. Well, sorry.
Okay. Hey, ho. First, I got to say, I love you both so much, and I love the podcast, and there's not a single person I run into and don't tell them about it. This is kind of long and maybe hard to follow, but I'm going to try my best to condense it. Well, bitch, please
do. Oh, Lord, you picked a long one. You know I can never follow.
It's not that bad, because it might be juicy. The title is good.
Okay.
Part one, the husband. So, I wanted to get some advice about a situation I'm in currently. I've been married to my husband 4 years, and lately the vibe been off. We've been arguing so much lately and we spend no time together and he doesn't take me out. I've been depressed and just haven't been in the mood for sex. Now, I love him to death and we've had our good times, but the relationship isn't the same. I work 2 jobs. I'm in school. He works 60 hours a week. There's no time for each other. We've been unkind. Neither of us feel like we're benefiting. And we recently got into a huge argument and it ended up into a long text, real ghetto, about how we should break up. Now we're on a break. So part two, the poly invite. 3 to 4 months ago, I got a new job, and as soon as I got there, I had a feeling like it was going to change my life. And then I met a guy there, so fine, but I never gave him the time of day because I was married. He's spiritual, and in the last 2 years, I've become more in tune with my spirituality. And when I met him, I instantly knew his tea, and there was an instant connection, like undeniable. I mean, the energy we share is unbelievable. So fast forward to the present, when me and my husband take a break, the dude and I start talking more and more. I asked him just to bait him. If him and his girl were also spiritual, he said yes. And I said, so basically, I should have married someone who was also spiritual. He said him and his girl are poly and told me he has 2 sister wives. And I thought the convo would end there. But then he basically shot his shot, bitch. He said when I was done, like completely done with my situation, to holler at him and his sister wives and basically laid out what the relationship could be. And I was so shocked. But not turned off because I've never been against the lifestyle. My husband and I are in a space where we still live together, but we sleep separately. We are trying to work out our personal shit. So now the guy and me been exchanging crazy passionate energy. Like, I'm scared to fuck because bitch, he give big dick energy out of the world. And if he's so intelligent, girl, and I can't even handle this. And he keeps saying things like, we gonna get together soon and you can meet your sisters. Girl, I finally broke down, gave him my number, texted me when he was free. And I told him when it worked. To pick a date and we could link.
He basically told me he'll give me the details. He's trying to surprise me with something, and I'm so intrigued. My husband is nothing like this. He's absolutely against my spiritual belief, and the dude got me all in. I'm not sure how I feel about sister wives, but I don't know where my relationship is going. There's so much guilt. Please give me advice. I'm sorry this was long and unorganized, but I really need help. I love you both so much. It had no period.
What is the help asking for? Is she asking whether she should become a sister wife or go back to her relationship? I'm confused with what she's asking.
I think she is going to be so fucked up if she starts fucking with this nigga who has a healthy relationship with his other wives, becoming jealous that her husband can't give her that. And then let's just say she falls all into that. Then she'll start not being able to handle coming to second or third. Then it's going to be a whole thing. And he's fine and he got a big dick possibly. So she just is excited about it. And it's also super easy to get excited about it because she's going through something with her husband.